We manage our money when it comes to spending for Christmas, but what about the Super Bowl? Consider this. The average Super Bowl viewer will spend close to $70 on television equipment, food, drinks, and even that Super Bowl apparel. Much of that money will be placed on plastic. So how do you get the best bang for your buck? Earlier, I talked to John Kiernan. He is a senior analyst for credit card comparison at CardHub.com. He says the Super Bowl now up there with Christmas and the other big celebrations when it comes to spending.
I think anytime there's a big event where people tend to spend a lot of money kind of in a short period of time, you really need to make a conscious effort to think, am I overspending? Do I really need this? Am I living within my budget? And if so, if not, is it worth it? Can I cut back next month to kind of compensate? People, you just have to keep in mind what you're doing and think kind of the cost-benefit of it all.
When I use a credit card, does it make a difference which credit card I use for something like the Super Bowl?
It definitely does. Most of what it depends on is, first of all, if you're going to pay for everything you buy related to the Super Bowl by the end of the month, then you want the best rewards possible, obviously, and we're talking on an ongoing basis. So a lot of credit cards give you great rewards on purchases at supermarkets. For example, the Blue Cash Preferred from American Express. You get 6% cash back at supermarkets. And so you could save a lot of money on all your foods, cups, cutlery, plates, all that stuff. And if you live in an area where they maybe sell beer or wine at the supermarket, you can add that in there too, and you can save a lot of money. And if you're one of those people who are going to be buying a TV or buying a new couch or saying, hey, I'm going to have a Super Bowl party, I was planning to buy this anyway, now's the time to do it, you could look into getting cards that offer especially attractive rewards towards those expense categories. Or if you're not going to be paying your bill in full on those purchases, look for a card that offers a good 0% rate.
Assuming that I am among the fortunate few that can travel to the game, should there be cards that I pull out of my wallet before others?
Definitely. You obviously want a travel rewards card. I think it's important to note now that you don't obviously have enough time to apply for a new card and get it and then use it for your Super Bowl purchases. But if you have a card, say, like the Venture card from Capital One, which effectively gives you 2% cash back across all purchases as long as you redeem your miles toward anything travel-related, now would be a pretty decent time to buy your plane ticket, hotel, or whatever, and then go back and put those miles toward those purchases and basically pay them off with your rewards.
Are credit card companies going to start targeting the Super Bowl as a big holiday where they know you're going to spend money?
Definitely. I think anytime there's kind of a holiday or anything like that, they come out with rewards tailored to those things and definitely emphasize it.
That's John Kiernan. He is the senior analyst for credit card comparison at CardHub.com.